Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yeah, the deer population and how do we manage it? We killed 118 deer in the Phoenix Park alone last year and we paid snipers €17,000 to do so, some of which were fawns less than about 1 year old. Jim Tierney from the Association of Hunt Sabotagers is with us here on the programme today. John, is this the best way to control the deer population?
No, it's not, because effectively deer killing is only a short-term activity in relation to the long-term conservation of the deer species. And it doesn't really solve so-called perceived problems. And we think there must be a more humane way of looking at this. And because dead deer simply is not acceptable. It's just not acceptable.
So what's the other alternative?
Well, we would like to see the carrying capacity at the Phoenix Park for the deer herd is around 600 at the moment. And why not investigate, seeing is that a season where we don't have any deer killing, and see what the population does? Because deer tend to control their own numbers based on habitat and food availability. Plus the fact that, unfortunately, deer die naturally and also get killed on the road. Yeah, so what I'm saying is that let's see if deer control their own numbers by adopting a kind of a natural approach. And this kind of happens a lot with wildlife in general, that if you let it develop to its own level, it does find its own carrying capacity for the area that they're in.
But sure, will they not just continue breeding if we leave them off to deal with this naturally?
No, because it will all depend on food availability and habitat availability. And deer, like all wildlife, will sort out their own level, you know. And this is not kind of somebody saying it, just saying it. This has been done by studies that have shown that, you know, in the long term, animals do regulate their own population. And what shooting, like all blood sports, is, it's an artificial imposition on wildlife, and it actually disrupts it, because a natural response of animals who are under pressure by being killed is to breed more. That's a kind of a natural response.
Right. So you think there is an alternative to this, John. Stay with me for a moment. 1800 453 106 is the number. Jim is with us on the line today. Jim, so there's a natural way we can regulate the deer population then?
No, I would have to disagree completely with that, simply because this was tried in Belgium some years ago, where they didn't want any hunting, any shooting, and there was no control of numbers because there was no natural predation. And as a result of that, deer were dying of starvation, infection, waterways were polluted, and it was kept extremely quiet because the media at the time didn't want to carry the news about the abject failure of these types of control measures.
Okay, so you think hiring, paying snipers €17,000, that's the right approach, is it?
Now, first of all, I wouldn't call them snipers, because I know quite a few of the lads a few years ago in the 90s and early 2000s that carried out the culls here. And they were hunters. They were extremely proficient gentlemen. They had to know a lot of things, not only least health and safety and the rest of that, but they had to know the anatomy of a deer, correct bullet placements. They needed to know which deer to shoot to leave a healthy population. In other words, take out the old, the weak, the sick, or even bad prospect younger animals, and in particular to keep the breeding population of females at a manageable number.
But there were some fawns, weren't there, killed last year too?
There would be a reason to kill fawns on some occasions, and it may sound very, very harsh, but a fawn that's born very, very late and has to endure a winter as a very young animal very often doesn't survive. So the female that gives birth to that animal will always have a late cycle. So when you're culling a population of deer, and particularly if there are still some dependent fawns in it, even though there may be an open season on them, you always shoot the fawn first, because it won't survive if the mother is shot, especially if it's a very, very late fawn. So there are reasons why fawns would be shot, but that would be very negligible in the overall scheme of things. The other thing is, of course, there's 707 hectares in the Phoenix Park, I'm sure you'd lose about 40 or 50 hectares of that through buildings, infrastructure, roads, all the rest of that. So you're still going to have well in excess of 650 hectares. And the population in the Phoenix Park at 600 would be a very excessive number, I'd say. Not excessive in so much that it's the top end of the population they would allow there. And they're going to have over a hectare apiece, really.
Okay.
Now, the reason they have to keep it under those numbers is, of course, for biodiversity, insect life, meadows, trees, all the rest of that. So there's a lot of reasons and a lot of work involved. I know the deer manager there, or the deer keeper, as he's known, a guy called Terry Moore, and I had the pleasure of meeting him quite a few years ago. And he went to a lot of trouble at the time to get the best advice on how to do things properly in the park and to make sure everybody was licensed that was there.
Okay. Let me bring in Catherine for a moment. Stay with us, Jim, if you can. What is your thoughts on deer culling, Catherine? You can hear me, Catherine, you can?
For a moment.
You're there, Catherine. You can hear me all right.
Yes, I can, yes. Andrea. Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't hear all of what this
No, that's okay. But what about deer culling? Is that the right way to control the deer population at the Phoenix Park?
Can I just say, he used the word gentleman when he was talking about these men who slaughter the deer. And you... And yourself, and I thank you for it. You said, you know, you seem surprised that they killed the fawn, you know, etc. So, you know, I have said before, I've said it many times, that the solution, in my opinion, is to, say, castrate the males, you know, and then the problem is solved for always, you know, because, you know, the castration is they won't be able to mate again, you know, and they will have no desire to mate. So, you know, and that is my solution, not just culling, you know, by gentlemen.
Okay, so you think some form of, castration, or I think at one point we did a discussion here in the show, wasn't there? Somebody had suggested putting the deer on the pill, some sort of deer contraception, or I think it was a suggestion that had been made at one point. But Martin McAndrew is with us on the line today. Is that not a more humane approach, Martin?
No, well, yeah, humane, but that woman's on about castrating deer. Has she any idea of the area that they roam and the cost that would be involved in that, if it was even possible, like? And what do you do with an animal you castrate? It runs a high risk of getting infection again and die anyways after paying thousands to get that done, if it's even possible. I just think... that's nonsense. Like that would be just wouldn't be viable.
An expensive approach.
Oh yeah, that's just pure daftness. Like
nice.
Over thousands and thousands of acres, and to go out and to stalk deer, you'd only get a fraction of the male deer that were born anyways, and
pay a vet to come in and the whole lot that'd be involved in this, right?
No,
so this is
no
a pricey.
No guarantee. You'd have to hold them then in isolation to make sure they were okay for a week or 2 weeks. You could let them off and they'd die anyways.
Can you see why people, Martin, today, you know, I suppose when you hear the headline, you know, when you talk about 118 deer being killed in the Phoenix Park and including baby, you know, fawns as well, less than a year old, and the €17,000 paid to do this. Can you see why people are somewhat maybe surprised at this?
Oh yeah, I can. Yeah, but it's from the angle you look at it. Like I'm a farmer, part-time farmer, be it. But I see the damage they do here to land. That first contributor you had on, he was on about they'll find their own level. But like around North Mayo here, there's an abundance of vegetation for them. Like, and when I mean that, I mean meadows, they will just keep going and going and going, like. And they've caused a number of accidents. My brother was in an accident last year where he hit a deer between the Ballinan Cross and Lina Road in North Mayo, like, and done close to €2,000 damage to his car. And that's on record. They're causing a lot of trouble. Another farmer who's only four cows in an area where predominantly it's sheep farming, North Mayo. He'd only four cows on farm. One of his cows gone down with TB. A retired man who just loves to have his four cattle. And he was so disappointed that one of his cows went down with TB. But they're grazing with, 20 deer there in the morning. If you're up at 6 in the morning passing by the road, the main Balmullet to Balnar Road, you'll see 20 deer within.
So there's no badgers found in the area. Right. So that's culling deer is the solution then. So, listener on this getting in touch to say that deer will only control their own numbers after they've devastated tree and plant life on in the area. We don't have wolves in Ireland, so, we do need some level of predators. Another texter says the best way to control the deer population, we should reintroduce the wolves, like they have in Holland and Belgium. And they're densely populated small countries as well. And another listener to say, absolutely, I think the idea of castrating male deers is an outrageous suggestion. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Jim, Martin, John, Catherine, thanks a million for getting in touch. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.